It's in here. It's flying around. That's all. Awesome.
Are you ready?
Just let it fly around the lightning. Okay. It's all right.
I stole Jeff's job. It's already recording. He's trying to figure out what's happening right now.
The iPad is airborne
like,
for the beginning of
the episode. I was looking for the red button. I
couldn't
find it.
There's no fucking red button.
I'm so glad that I started with Jeff just being like, what's happening?
I don't understand what even goes on at this place.
What are you
doing? Oh, that is a stinky
man.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. It's really not that big a deal.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to the Name Redacted Podcast, a podcast where we talk about things and a puppy. And a puppy decides to be a crybaby. Your hosts today are Chubba, Little Bit, and Squeaks.
And they're adorable.
They are adorable. They are our three foster puppies here at a house with no name, which
we gotta have a party for.
We're really considering House Redacted as a possible house.
I like that. That's good. I like
also
that.
Up for contention, Pug House.
No Pug House.
You have to have a pug to have a
yeah,
Pug
you,
House.
How we do. We do. It's me. I'm the pug.
John was speed dating pugs earlier.
I've seen that.
Assholes. More on that later, Dan.
So
we have a second podcast on the network now.
Yeah.
Jeff, talk about it for a second. Now that you got food in your mouth. I did that on purpose. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. Well done, Colin.
What are you doing? Oh, you killed it? No more stingy things.
You got
nice.
It? Good, good.
Cool. Continue. Talk about that podcast.
Yeah, so we started a beer podcast. Pretty excited about. The first episode is up. And
it will be in the Name Redacted feed as well as the network feed.
Yeah.
I didn't do that. Even though I should have.
At the top, you can click either one or you can click all and it shows up in the feed.
Yeah, but I think what we're going to do is the first episode of any new podcast will all go in the,
I agree. I
the flagship Name Redacted feed, too.
This is so much fun. I don't even give a shit.
Colin's drinking out of an R2-D2 mug right now.
It's like a stein.
Very much so. But yeah, so tell us about the new podcast and who's on it. What's you
know,
what's it called?
Crafted for You.
That's good.
Yeah. It's going to be me, Chris, you meet Justin Butler, one of my friends. He was in Natty's with me.
I may have.
And Joe.
So, cool. Justin, Joe, Chris, and I.
And
No, not you. Jeff.
No,
you're not on
the
podcast.
But you need me as
a college. You can't just do that.
I just did.
No, you're like,
I would love to be on it even like as an occasional guest spot because occasionally I bring back good stuff from Raleigh, so.
You're always welcome.
I actually have two 32-ounce growlers of the Trophy Milky Way Caramel Stout that I'm saving for a rightful occasion.
I've never had that, but Trophy
is Trophy
phenomenal.
Is fantastic, so.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's real good.
Colin, you're like the guy who eats all the bacon off the cheese fries.
I
mean, or you like take
piece
all the good
cheese.
Stuff out of the middle of the hummus?
Oh god!
No, I mix that in.
I made tomato mozzarella salad and Colin is just like just the mozz.
I've just eaten two pieces of it.
Colin,
it's
nobody wants
bad.
To eat the two tomatoes that you left behind.
Yeah, because now you.
Because now there's nothing
terrible.
To pair them with.
Now I wish my girlfriend were here because we are a perfect team when it comes to that stuff.
Oh
I
yeah.
Eat cheese and cheese and the tomatoes.
Eat the tomato. Go for it. That's
right
one
there.
Of them right there.
That's now
and
explains
the one
disparity
at the
in your body types.
What do you mean?
Oh, no, you gotta
what
take the with that.
Wow, Chris got fat.
I mean
that's not Chris, that's Colin. Wow, Colin got fat. Puppers!
So Colin had something real fun happen lately.
What? You saw the Fantastic Four movie?
No. No.
We have one puppy in this house for every bad Fantastic Four franchise. One from the 90s, one from the early 2000s, one from this year.
Every decade.
I
want to
go see Animals as Leaders in Between the Buried and Me.
There you go.
My girlfriend bought me VIP tickets and we had like a table to the side of the stage and
hell yeah.
Fucking rad. Matt Garska from Animals as Leaders like asked me to buy him a beer. He like called me over to the stage. He was like, "Do we go get me a beer?" I was like, "Yeah, yeah,
sure."
Colin, he says that to all the girls. You know that, right?
Yeah. Colin, you missed a great opportunity to be the guy who would be like,
no faggot. And then he would always have that story. I was like,
some
lady of beer.
Usually people are really cool.
This one time
I called this guy up and I thought it would just be awesome. And he called me a faggot. Called me a faggot.
And then he denied buying me a beer even though he was at the show I was playing.
And he went back to cheering.
You need to call him out on Rockstar Privilege.
Yo, dude, I bought VIP tickets. I'm broke now. Like, no.
They actually weren't that expensive.
You don't say that, though. You tell him you're broke, and you don't buy him a fucking $10 beer.
Buy me a beer.
Plus, Kevin Delury was buying all of my beers anyway.
So, congratulations to Kevin Delury for buying that guy a beer.
Yeah.
No, it got put on my tab, but Kevin Delury bought all my beers, so I bought Matt Garska's beer.
So, one whole beer.
What did you buy him?
A PBR tall boy.
Yeah! Because that's what they want. The R2-D2 cup.
Yep.
Oh, so good.
Every time you close it, it sounds like the
clapboard.
Yeah. See.
Take seven.
This puppy is very distracting.
I know. This is real bad. Like, the three foster pups are really... But thank God one of them's asleep, at least.
That one's just dead in Jeff's lap. Just so our listeners know, if you have a foster puppy and it dies, they instruct you to wrap it in a towel and put it in the freezer.
Yep.
And then bring it back.
That one started crying when you said that, because she was like, I don't want it to happen to me!
Sometimes the facts are hard, puppy.
You stupid puppy face.
What do I smell like, huh? I smell like kitties. Sorry.
No, you smell like rich white guy. Because you just got off work. So, welcome to the Name Redacted Podcast.
We've accomplished jack shit in 15 minutes. That's
par for the fucking course.
Oh, man.
I'm Alexander Fulmer.
I'm Colin Norris.
I'm Chris Nielsen.
I'm John Michael Thomas.
I'm Jeff Shaman.
And,
I thought the girls were going to do it too. I was waiting.
I gave it 3 seconds, and I was like, it's not happening.
That was like 3 podcast seconds. That was not 3 seconds.
I know.
Alyssa is like puppified.
Yeah.
And Liz never pumps. So.
Girlfriend is in the middle of eating.
Trish never pumps.
No.
What is she eating?
One of these.
Oh, okay. It's nice. Delicious.
She's
the last cupcake?
Your face with.
No, I have the last
cupcake. I know, I'm asking.
Yes.
You fat tits.
Yeah, well. It happens.
If the bra fits.
Usually it does.
Jeff
it
didn't
doesn't.
Want
that's
me bringing
a serious problem.
Wait, what?
Jeff didn't want her to bring as many cupcakes, so
Jeff,
you just have one.
Jeff's looking out for our well-being, guys. Jeff's
see,
like,
I'm
those guys
out for
are
your
fat.
Waistlines. Sorry, I'm going to stop and get Taco Bell on the way home anyway. It doesn't fucking matter.
Oh, man, Taco Bell, dude. The Incredibles 2 is coming out.
That's
yes.
true. So
that's
a good Fantastic Four is coming out soon.
Oh, man, we are the worst right now.
I really hope Brad Bird directs this one, too. But he didn't do too hot with Tomorrowland, so I don't know. Disney may be like, meh.
First Incredibles is amazing.
Since we're half-assedly not talking about Fantastic Four, do you guys want to actually talk about the
We
Fantastic
can.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
I don't have to.
We can definitely talk about it. Yeah.
We all know it's bad. That's not what matters. But I want to talk about, or I'd like to at least like mention that like, hearing about what the director wanted to do versus, like, what happened was really interesting.
Inform us and the listeners.
Yeah.
So, if you guys haven't heard, like, it was the guy who did, was that movie Chronicle?
Chronicle, yeah.
Okay. And, like, he was like, I wanted to do a movie that was, like, a superhero science fiction movie with body horror elements.
Ooh.
Since, like, they all transform. Like,
ooh.
And that's the origin story. And, like, and I was like, that'd be really cool. And it's like... from what I know about Fantastic Four, it, like, it's all about...
That is a horrible thing to do next to a microphone,
yeah.
Chris.
I won't do it again.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry, Judd.
I was
going to say that.
Yeah, like we got static when we're training.
Jesus Christ.
It's the zombie episode again!
But, like, I've heard that... Like, classic Fantastic Four is sort of about, like, fun sci-fi adventures.
Yeah.
Rather than being, like, a more traditional superhero type of movie. So I thought that was actually cool. And then, like, the powers that be were, like, NASA and And like so
Fox
they,
was like, no, we're just going to ruin it. So
they had to reshoot like the second half of the movie, which is why Kate Mara wears an awful wig in about the second half of the movie. That doesn't even look. It doesn't even look like hair.
I saw an entire article breaking that down. Like,
oh my god! And so it's almost like it may take the cake in my book for the largest budget B movie, which I had previously given to Roadhouse. But you know, this might be the winner.
I might go like if I could go in drunk and just riff the movie.
So watch it as a B movie.
Yeah, then yeah, I'll totally do it. I'll wait till it's at the Marketplace 250 cinema.
No, well, no. Do not spend money. Pirate Bay that shit.
I
do
don't
not
have
give
a computer.
Any excuse.
Colin so hasn't had a computer for
wait till you get
years.
A Redbox free code and then use that.
Yes, or like buy it secondhand.
If I go to see Marketplace Cinema, it's only $250.
Yeah, but do not
it goes
give
it's $250
any money
more
that you're giving to Fox is money for them to make another shit-tastic four.
I don't think they will after this one. I think they'll let go.
Maybe.
Oh, man. Not even
have you ever been a person who's really believed that Fox is going to let go of a title they can make money back on?
Yeah, they always probably say like, they don't even try. They're just like, nah, it's going to make money. If we make a movie, we'll keep the rights. I feel like all of those movies have been red scripts for the next...
Let's back up a second, because did they even make money? Like your argument holds that
oh,
they made
true.
Money
on
the title.
I don't think
they
made money
on
it yet.
Because I thought
true.
It was like $25 million is what it opened at.
Yeah.
And like so it's a pretty big failure in the box office. And like it's possible they'll make it back in like worldwide sales, but like I don't know what the budget was, but like if it was like $100 million, that's still a lot of ground to recover.
Yeah, well and their
so,
promotion for that was
it was awful.
So
like you could tell how little faith Fox had in that movie by the way it was marketed, and like they even strapped the 3D conversion. Like they were like, yeah, we're not gonna sink money into that.
No.
So I'm really hoping that you know
they embargoed the reviews for it.
They what? They embargoed review until day of. So I'm really hoping, like, I mean, but the thing is Fox has been knocking it out of the park with X-Men, so...
Have they really?
First Class and Days of Future Past were
no,
a lot
I mean,
of fun.
Yeah, the past few X-Men movies have been the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But boy, what a high bar to leap over.
Yeah.
Sorry for being so cynical, but, like...
No, not at all. I think it's very true.
They're essentially, like, out of... Oh man, it's got to be close to eight movies so far that they've made.
What in
for
the
X-Men?
X-Men franchise? 1, 2, 3,
Wolverine,
The Wolverine. First
so
Class.
Seven.
Yeah, seven.
Seven movies that they've made for that.
That's 50-50. I like I like the first three. I even like X3.
I like first one. I like the second one. Piss on Brett Ratner on the third one. I really enjoyed First Class.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, Vaughn has such an interesting take on stuff like that.
Days of Future Past was a legitimately good movie.
Yes. Days of Future Past was a lot of fun.
I need them to stop making goddamn movies.
I actually liked The Wolverine.
Did you?
I enjoyed The Wolverine.
I liked the first half, and then it fell to complete.
I've only seen the first
half. Oh, no. I think the last 20 minutes, you're just like, huh?
It's not even the last 20.
For me.
Like, I halfway through the movie, I was like, I'm watching a different movie.
You were. Very much so.
It fell apart in a way that I was just so awestruck by.
Seems to be Fox's MO, apparently.
Yeah.
Do half of a good movie and then be like, let's just shit on it
yeah.
and see what happens. It's not a good marketing strategy.
I think I made a mistake.
Not an artistic strategy.
What mistake did you make?
I showed Olivia a picture of the pups.
Oh.
Bad choice.
Alex, how would you make a Fantastic Four movie?
I would honestly...
I wouldn't.
Yeah?
No, I just let it fucking go.
I'd make a dark science fiction body horror movie.
So let's give it to Cronenberg and see what he can do with
it. Oh, jeez.
At the very least, it would be interesting in
yeah.
a new direction, and not just like a new boom superhero movie.
Especially the body horror element of like Mr. Fantastic, like learning how to like not just be goo.
Yeah.
All the
yeah.
time, and the constant effort of like.
Like what?
Not
yeah, like
kill.
he could perhaps not hold his shape like into a human shape for
yeah.
a long time. Like he could just be a balloon or like spaghetti that just cartwheels around the
yeah
yeah. Like, I want him to get into the weird aspects of what that did to Breed's physiology. Like,
he does sex a lot better, I can
tell
you
that's
true.
Right now. In the Ultimate Universe, he doesn't have to eat or sleep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like, it's crazy. It's crazy. And then, I don't know, I think it needs... Also, I don't want to see Dr. Doom on a movie screen again for a while.
Was there a Doom in this one?
Yeah.
Sort of. You want to see the picture of
it's
Doom?
Fucking, it looks like...
It's really weird.
It looks like...
It's terrible.
Yeah,
it's all right, well, I tell you what. They did that thing where they're like, hey, we're making a movie, so let's completely change his character.
I'll tell you this, though. Like,
he isn't a leader of a country. He's a hacker.
No.
Yes.
So he's MF Doom. Got it. All right. I would go the exact opposite direction. I would Scooby-Doo the fuck out of that.
You would Scooby-Doo it?
I would Scooby-Doo the shit out of that movie. It would just be, like, silly nonsense.
That, sir, is Dr. Doom.
No. it's not. It's not Doom. Sorry. Like, in no way, shape, or form is that
Doom. Yeah, see this? That's,
oh, yeah,
that's what we're
it.
Being told.
It's terrible. Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, like, I would Scooby-Doo the fuck out of it, like I said. It would be silly and nonsensical, and it would be, like,
obviously
it would be a mystery.
Obviously have Freddie Prinze Jr. in it.
Yeah. It would be a mystery.
As the Dr. Storm. Because he's old now.
Yeah, I mean, but like...
The first problem I saw with this was it never looked fun.
I also want to know what the fuck, like, what... I want to know what plot point actually arose by the brother-sister adoption thing. I want to know
it. No, I haven't seen it.
She was adopted.
No. I know what the deal is.
What's the purpose? Did they just do it for the sake of being PC?
Like, yeah, that's...
I think what it boiled down to was that Josh Trank really enjoys working with Michael B. Jordan.
Okay.
And
then
so,
make the sister black, too! Like, rather than wasting 15 minutes of our time on something that doesn't affect the movie.
Maybe they were just picking the best person to play a generic person. And they happened to be black, and so they just rolled.
I mean, Michael B. Jordan.
Wait, how is
no, Michael B. Jordan's a great fucking actor.
If that was the case, then Keanu Reeves would have been the best story.
Doesn't fit the age group, though.
But, like, the thing that I had that was an issue with this is, like, I don't care whether or not you're doing adopted brother, sister, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, whoever. And it doesn't matter. Like, the whole deal with it was this. If there's an actual plot, like, if there's something that's positive that comes with it, like, it doesn't have to be like, oh, like, this is happy, but, like, a good development of plot
or story,
right?
Like, I just don't approve. I just don't approve of unwarranted changes to canon in movies.
That isn't even the biggest thing to me. Like,
if you have a cool idea and you have something you want to explore, fuck yeah,
yes.
Do it.
But
at the same time, if you're just doing it for, like, pure aestheticism or some weird, like, PR stunt or something, it's dumb, dude.
Like, look, we're colorblind.
Yeah, well, here's the thing that kills me about it is that if you did it...
Proving it, you're not.
Here's the thing that killed me about it. If you did it the right... Like, there are three real things that could have come out of this. Either A, it could have gone with, oh, they're closer now as brother and sister because she was adopted. Or B, they really don't like each other because she was adopted. Or C, we're going to waste 15 minutes of the movie showing how she was adopted, and nothing is going to change.
No consequences.
There's no real reason that we're doing this. It's just be like, oh, look, this white girl grew up with this black family. Does that come up again in the movie? No, it doesn't. Like, and that's the end of it. So it's nonsense and pointless. Unless there's an actual plot device that's...
And kind of offensive.
It is a little offensive.
Yeah, like, as a nerd and as a racial thing.
Like, if you don't want them to be white, they can both be Hispanic, they can both be black, they can both be Asian, they can both be anything.
Just play, because they're playing the race cards so hard on them. Like, look, he's black. All these black people, come see Fantastic Four.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh, the Mace Windu effect.
Yeah. That's it, they Mace Windu'd Fantastic Four. Even though I feel like Mace Windu, I thought he was a good
idea. Oh my god. I never thought I heard it happen!
I'll never unsee that now.
I'll never unsee it! A Jedi Master that's
totally
black
guy!
With a purple lightsaber.
You know what? Kudos to Sam Jackson for being like, I'll only be
Mace
Windu if you give me my own color lightsaber. I also... Did you ever see the interview with him after Avengers?
No.
They were like, how do you feel being Sam Jackson and being the most famous person in this movie with all these people, and they all have superpowers, and you're just Nick Fury? And he goes, you know what?
At the end of the day, they can be superheroes because I was a goddamn Jedi. And I was like, he wins. Man.
It's true. Job,
Sam man. Jackson knocking it out of the park, man.
Shubba.
So, I just want to go into the game. Fuck it. John.
I'm going for the hat trick.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Chris, I'm so sad that you're so good.
Those of you joining us for the first time who don't know, we have a game called A Confusing World.
Some water while
the game was created by our infrequent host, John Thomas. And John has a... Basically, the long and short of it is, John has a coworker where he works. This kid's kind of a fucking idiot. John asks him...
Whoa, you're being generous.
I'm being... Okay.
Kind of a fucking idiot.
The kid is real... Real dumb. John asks him to define words, and John writes down the answers that he is given, and then we have to decide what we think an idiot would think these certain words mean. That is the gist of this game.
Okay.
It was originally called What Would an Idiot Say? Now it's called A Confusing World.
Because we're culturally sensitive to idiots.
Yeah. John named it and then renamed it, and I agree with both names, but this one's just better.
Technically, you came up with the What Would an Idiot Say, I think.
Did I?
I
it sounds like a
Fulmer
name.
That does sound like a Fulmer name.
I'm putting that on you.
You don't even know the guy.
Alright.
Oh my god, he's got puppy breath. Come here.
I think I have since expanded since our last meeting.
Okay.
Like,
bring one home.
No. So... how we're going to do it is the same as last time. I'm going to read off the words. When you hear one that you want, just tell me and I'll write it down.
Jess, you can pick one as well if you like, and girls, if you'd like to pick one.
Yeah,
yeah,
anybody, if you guys want
to
play.
Would the gallery like to join us?
Would you like to play in the game?
If I think of something.
Okay.
Do you think of something?
Jeff, you should play.
Okay.
Also, would you like to play?
Sure.
My daughter's going to play. Fantastic.
the first available word we have is invertebrate.
Jeff. I think. He's reading them all first.
Yeah,
yeah,
after.
Okay.
But if you hear,
I get to pick it.
We each get to pick one.
I'm gonna go through.
Not
the,
one
in the interest of
get.
Time, I'm going through the list, and when you just hear one you like that you want in the game, you just say, "I want that one."
If you are real curious what a dumbass person would think a word means, and you hear a word that you're like, "Oh, that's got to be a fun one."
Okay.
This is a lot like Balderdash.
It kind of is.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
Invertebrate. Did we do Omen last time?
We did not do
Omen.
Omen
is still on the table.
Ooh.
Hypothetical, unorthodox, potent, sovereign.
Sovereign.
Potent.
Got it?
I gave him sovereign. That's why I need to know this.
Psyche. Ingenious. Expedite. Futile. Calorie. Obligatory. Carnage. Infinite.
I'd like to put in calorie.
No, you already got one.
You
only
get to pick one?
You only get pick one.
Damn it all to hell.
I
want to
do calorie.
Thank you. Thank you.
No
girlfriend coming in saving the day. Is she stepping all over her sister?
Yeah.
That's what pups do. Carnage. Sleeping. Infinite.
I think I want carnage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jeff, you have not picked one. Is that right?
Is right.
Alyssa hasn't picked one.
Alyssa has not either.
Discreet.
That one.
Perfect.
Guys, I don't have a good feeling about this one.
Lobotomy.
Oh!
Incandescent.
Oh, God.
Blasé. Soufflé. Pugnacious.
Pugnacious.
Deal.
He gave him three pug words. He gave him
pugilist and repugnant.
He gave him three pug words.
It was a themed
you don't
day
have
for
to
us.
Actually eat the tomato if you don't want to.
No, I'm going to eat the tomato.
So is that everybody? I think
that is everybody.
Okay. We will start with potent.
Alex, what's potent mean?
We're going to start with me?
That's you, right? That's your word?
Yeah. Oh my god, that's so good. Just keep going, it's fine. I won't answer until you're done with the grinding.
I like that we haven't actually acknowledged what that sound is yet.
We're not going to. I'm just going to keep talking over it. So, potent. I think that he thinks it means something that is... Oh man, I think it. I think he thinks it means it has something to do with like something's potential.
Okay.
Something has a lot of potential.
Right.
Potent.
Yeah.
Colin. For potent.
You don't even need that. There's salt in this. Okay.
Fuck.
Does not mean fuck. Clue.
Clue.
Oh,
one.
Did we get a clue?
No.
It doesn't mean fuck. That's your clue.
Okay.
If anybody else has one, you can jump in.
Yeah, jump in by all means if you,
please.
If you think you know what Reggie thinks potent means.
I'm going to say he thinks it means smelly.
Smelly.
Yeah, like
right
stinky.
On.
He thinks that it means a temporary construct that one would sleep in the woods who does not have much money. A Poe tent.
Okay.
you just took it lowest common denominator. It just happened.
Because I could have been like, yeah, something that's something that's real important is potent.
Yeah. The name of the game is lowest
yeah,
common
you're
denominator.
Oh, everyone does?
Everybody
yeah,
guesses
everybody guesses.
Every word and
oh,
whoever
yeah.
gets the most right wins.
Oh, shit.
Year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I'm thinking about my word too much.
Okay. We could skip you.
Trisha.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would have gone with what you said. Like, that was the first thing that came to my mind.
All right.
Guess something slightly different then. Maybe
yeah.
you'll be closer.
Yeah.
You're breaking everything.
Oh, my God.
Broke it.
Not broken.
You killed R2.
Looks broken to me.
But my pants are wet. Pass. That's not right.
I'm going to go with important.
Important.
You're welcome.
I like where your head's at there.
Potent.
Like words that sound
that
like
one
the word.
Colin. That's a sub-Colin win if I get it.
Come on, Hefe.
I'm thinking.
Now I'm wet.
This is great.
Anything at all, man. Anything at all. There are no losers here.
Traditionally
except
speaking,
for the people who don't win.
You can guess a random thing and you might be closer than everybody
else
yeah.
thought
yeah.
about it.
It's not unheard of.
You might not want to go down this dark path where you try to turn your brain into a dumb person's brain.
Because then you'll be like,
you'll turn into a no, because then you're just,
yet?
It's
yes.
becoming trying too
it's
hard.
It's just you, buddy.
Oh, you passed? Yeah. Oh, fuck me. Potent.
I'm going to give you 10 seconds.
Okay. I might just have to pass, too.
Literally anything at all.
Literally anything. Just say a thing.
A lot of times the part of speech is wrong, too. Seriously.
You're now I'm overthinking it. I have no idea. Maybe something with, like, potions or something.
Boom,
okay.
Cool.
That's a perfect guess.
Yeah.
So what was your guess?
My guess was he thinks, like, something that has a lot of potential.
Okay. I think Alex is the closest because Reggie's
Ooh.
Definition was something very good.
Yeah!
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. That's, yeah, I'll give that.
All
I understand
right.
why he would think that. I can see that, like, seeing the word used, be like, oh.
Okay.
This isn't a spelling bee. You don't get part of speech and a fucking definition. Like,
sovereign is our next word.
That's
oh,
awesome.
God.
Who picked sovereign?
Me.
Are
I
you,
gave him that
wait,
word,
who picked,
too.
Who picked
he
potent?
Picked potent.
Oh,
yeah.
You were supposed to go first.
Doesn't matter.
I'll go it first matters. Again this time.
God, dude. I just have no
he thinks
clue.
It's a bird.
I'll do a clue.
Okay.
Okay.
There's a minor clue. When I told him, this is hardly a clue. When
I
told him
this one.
When I told him what the word was sovereign, Reggie's response was, I ain't never even heard of that one before. So,
but you had him guess.
I did have him guess
okay.
anyway.
I'm going with he thinks it's a bird.
It's a bird. All right.
I think we should reverse the order.
Okay. Alyssa.
A lady.
A lady.
Hmm.
Trisha, what does sovereign mean?
Anything at all, babe.
Something sacred.
Something
nice.
Sacred.
I like that.
Jeff.
I'm going to go somewhat like what you said, but I'm going to say it's like a women's like article of clothing.
Women's article
of clothing. You didn't know.
Chris.
Something real good.
Oh, man. I just keep hearing solvent in my head, but he probably doesn't know what that word means either.
Right.
So,
Sovereign. He thinks that Sovereign is a way to describe rich people.
Okay.
An ointment or lotion.
I don't think anybody's really in the ballpark on this one. We might have to do one and do another.
Let's go another round.
We'll
okay.
Pass that
man. Something soft.
Something soft.
Something hard.
Okay.
Something fancy.
Something fancy.
The Sovereign.
It's a butterfly.
It's David Bowie.
You wish.
Yeah, I do.
You wish he was that cool.
I do.
I wish he watched that show.
Sovereign.
I'm trying to like pronounce it differently too.
Weather. He thinks it has
it's
pertaining
weather.
To weather.
Okay.
A large house.
A large house.
I don't know, maybe a mythical place or something.
Mythical place. We're not in the right direction, so I'm gonna give you guys a further clue.
Okay.
Just don't think about what a word would mean. Think about how it sounds.
I was trying to do that.
Like tonally. What does the word sovereign sound tonally to you?
Oh, I got one.
Sure.
Like sad or
okay.
Solemn.
Somber. Yeah.
Somber.
Good one.
Keep going.
I'm
messing
okay.
In my head.
Sleepy.
Majestic.
Like the opposite of passionate.
Okay.
That's good. That's good.
You said majestic?
I said majestic.
What is the opposite of heart?
Sleepy?
Somebody said sleepy.
That's a tough one.
Holy.
Holy. Jeff.
Chubba. Chubba. Oh, we're supposed to be knowing the real definitions, too, this time.
Oh, were we?
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to that later.
Okay.
Maybe, like, did somebody say something about sight?
No.
No.
Okay. Something about seeing something.
All right. Trisha is the winner. Reggie's definition for sovereign was, like, being sad because you're trapped in a cellar or something.
Girlfriend is so good.
Girlfriend is so good at being dumb.
So who's got points? Alex has got a point. Trisha's got a point.
Yep.
Correct. Yeah. All right.
So really, that should just both collectively have a point.
No.
Still,
no.
That's not how that works.
Still anybody's game. Our next word is calorie.
That's Trisha's word.
Yeah.
What was it?
Calorie.
Calorie. What?
Things foods is made up of.
Things food is made up of. Probably too smart to be true for Reggie.
Yeah.
Well,
Can I put one in?
Absolutely.
Something that makes you fat.
God damn it, Chris!
I asked, you could have done too.
Snipe.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Something girls are afraid of.
Something girls are afraid of.
It's that bad fat.
Bad fat.
That bad fat.
It's that bad fat.
Okay.
I don't know, some kind of like chemical that's in food or something.
Right on.
Colin, don't look at your phone anymore.
Sorry,
this game is real important.
He's looking up antonyms for
There is no such thing as opposite of calorie.
Can we make a Reggie-ictionary to sell?
We're working on it.
Yes, I would love to sell that.
I think. He's got to know, he can read, right?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, he can read.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, like, hey, man, I've worked with people who were illiterate. Shit happens. What
sure,
are you going to do?
Sure.
So I know he knows the word calorie is on the back of a lot of food.
Right.
So.
If he ever bothered to look at the nutritional facts of food.
Which,
if he even knew they were there.
We're making a lot of assumptions right now, I'm just going to say, but go on.
Because Chris, like, stole, reached into my brain and then pulled it out.
I've been sitting on that for, like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So.
Come on, Colin.
Colin Norris.
Come on, Colin.
Colin Norris.
Don't look at salt. Think about calorie.
Think about how many calories are in salt.
Did you know? Do you think Reggie knows that salt isn't a calorie? Food for thought.
Calories for thought.
How much food weighs?
How much food
Ooh.
Weighs? That is such a good guess. But Chris is
God
right.
damn it! Yeah!
The actual definition is sugar.
Because four lines below calorie is the word sugar.
So he does know that salt is not a calorie. That was a good little hint there. I like that.
I don't think he does know that. So. Okay.
Oh my god.
Our next word of the night is carnage.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah.
Pertaining to a carnival.
Okay.
I'm not going to give him the benefit of the doubt that he knows anything about Spider-Man. though he might.
The guy in a spider suit.
Especially Carnage.
The guy in a spider suit.
<don't know.
laughs> Spider-Man's best friend.
Okay.
It's that Mexican beef?
That Mexican
beef. Oh!
Nice. That Mexican beef.
Crime scene.
A crime scene.
Bad stuff.
Bad stuff.
I love that you're just going with general shit.
She just cast the net real quick. Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
It's paid off.
That's good. No, that's good strategy.
Jeff, do you have a guess?
Carnage.
You guys notice that most of my definitions start with the word dat.
Dat. Because you're churning the channel, Reggie, like I usually.
Is that good? Good.
Fruit water. It was juice.
Maybe like a huge riot of some sort.
Oh my god.
Do we need to stop?
Oh my
god.
That
was it!
Was that it?
A massive riot!
Jeff, that is the first time
ever said somebody nailed it. Does that mean I'm retarded?
We're adopting.
Are those two things the same word to Reggie? We don't know. Let's find out.
All right.
So this is anybody's game still.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have just, you know, anybody can pull into the lead. Discreet.
Who's discreet?
That's my word.
Discreet. What does discreet mean?
A shortcut.
A shortcut. What are you?
A very short street.
A very short street.
Like a brief street. Like it's only.
Okay.
Like a block.
Trish is like, do you got one? I don't have one yet.
What ninjas do?
What ninjas do? A little bit too informed, probably, but good nonetheless.
Just like real private?
Real private, okay.
No, not real private. That shit's like real private.
That shit's like real private.
I was gonna say like.
Got it.
Secret, maybe?
Secret.
If he would even make that connection.
See, okay, so I'm thinking, this is gonna be a little weird definition, maybe. But like, if someone were to say be discreet, I think you would hear that as like, be chill.
Okay.
Be cool.
I feel like that's a good guess. Trisha is the closest because it is secretive.
Oh, okay.
I was real close. Oh, well, she said secret.
I said secret.
She actually said the word, which brings us, which means Trisha's in the lead. Depressingly enough.
How many words though? We got one word left?
We got one word left.
Oh,
yeah. Unless there's
so
a tie,
I have to get this.
We'll have a tiebreaker.
To get the hat trick.
Alright.
No, you have to get this to tie.
And then you have to beat
her
for the hat trick.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't have a shot.
That's what I was thinking about the whole time.
So, what does pugnacious mean?
Oh, Jesus. I even looked it up too.
Oh, God.
Can we get the definition of pugnacious? I don't
it's
know what
eager,
that word is.
It's eager, you're quick to argue.
Okay.
I don't think I've even got a point, do I?
Nope.
No.
It would be way better if none of us knew the definition of pugnacious.
Now you all know, so you're on.
Now it's worse.
Level playing field, perhaps.
Chubba.
I feel like it's like a. maybe like when. To describe when a dog. A pug attacks somebody.
Okay.
Like a very angry pug.
Very angry pug.
Do I think Reggie knows what the word nation means?
That's where my
brain is. I was thinking, yeah, that's what I was, yeah.
Say where pugs come from.
Where pugs come from.
Nice.
I'm going to say something that
resembles a pug in appearance.
Okay.
I don't think he knows what all our brains are, to be honest.
Pug. This is going to be real funny when we all say pug.
Do you often wear your pug shirts to work?
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful? Okay. Has he ever said, hey, what's that on that shirt?
No.
Okay.
So does he know what a pug is?
Yes.
Okay.
John Noah didn't want to say yes or no to that.
John was like,
Reggie owns a Puggle.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's some good context. Okay.
Yo, that's just so pugnacious.
I have one.
Yes,
an excited pug.
An excited pug.
Excited pug. Having qualities of a pug.
That's,
okay.
Is that too generic? Because I said appearance. So you're saying, like...
Pug-like qualities. Fine, a kingdom of pugs.
Kingdom of pugs. Did you guess yet?
Not yet.
Oh.
I'm going to go a totally different direction than everybody else, even though I know it's a mistake. My original guess was going to be a half-breed pug something else, but he just doesn't know what the other thing is. So like a pug half-breed is
a pug. I would have gone with that. I would go with that if I were.
But I'm going to go with something tasty.
Okay. So... I need to recap. You said...
Where pugs come from.
Where pugs come from.
A very, mean pug.
A mean pug.
An excited pug.
Resembling a pug.
Yes.
And a kingdom of pugs.
A kingdom of pugs.
Something tasty.
Something tasty. Like, a lot of you are close, but we're not quite there.
Okay. Do you have a clue for the second round at all?
I'm
going
to give it away.
If not,
a real gross pug.
Reggie, I'll say we do know that Reggie does know what a pug is.
Okay,
correct.
So, and he knows that pug is the first three letters of the word.
Okay, that's good. That's a good clue.
Anyone?
A real gross pug.
A real gross pug.
Where you would go to get a pug.
Where you would go to get a pug.
I'm totally going to use pugnacious in lieu of the word tenacious from now on.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Maybe like a sick pug?
A sick pug.
No, like nauseated.
Yeah.
Like,
not like, that's a sick pug.
Yeah.
Like,
but
no, but I do want that one. Bodacious pug.
One rad pug.
One rad pug.
No.
Alyssa? Okay, you guys.
I went.
Don't tell me what to do.
Pressure's high here at Pug House.
Did somebody say the place where you get a pug?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's been said. Alyssa said that. Something smells like a pug.
Something that smells like a pug.
I give up. I don't know. Where a pug. Lives.
Where a pug lives. What did you say?
Where you would go get a pug.
Okay. I feel like somebody... I don't remember again because there's too many pug things happening right now. You said...
A sick pug.
Sick
yeah.
pug.
I said sick pug.
Sick pug.
Alex, real gross pug.
A real gross pug. See, like, we're... We're still exhausting options, but nobody's, nailed it yet.
I think
we might
need to call it and have a tiebreaker.
You want to just call it and have a tiebreaker? Well, that means Trish's...
Trish wins.
Oh, Trish
has 2 points?
She
has 2 points.
Oh, shit, dude. Then Trish wins. All right. I don't think we're going to get
to it.
I don't think... unless it's... Unless...
a vicious pug?
I said mean.
God. Okay, we could just do that Trish wins.
Trish wins.
The definition is an adorable pug.
Oh!
So simple.
So it's an oxymoron.
No. Weren't you listening?
Man.
It's like a
girlfriend dude. Wins.
Girlfriend
which really
wins.
I get a beer.
We'll see. I'll make her drink.
Hat trick, dude.
All right, then. It's
back to zero.
Yeah, look at that.
Good lord.
Girlfriend wins.
What's our time?
That was a good... That was a good round of that.
Oh my god. You know, there's just so many good ones that like we haven't even got to yet. Like lascivious, treble, collude, didactic, vascular,
didactic?
Melancholy, ferment, pander, lasagna, and
Wait. Lasagna has to happen now because I can't.
Bonus round.
Oh my god.
No, save it.
Oh yeah.
Save it?
Oh,
good. That's the teaser on next week's episode of Redacted. Redacted. We find out
what
Reggie's definition
means.
Of lasagna.
Oh my god. I still can't believe juice. Like, I still can't. No.
So specific.
No, okay, because here's
Jeff,
the thing.
Can you work on getting the actual definitions for next week's show?
Oh yeah, sure.
Okay, cool.
Here's the thing that kills me about when we heard juice. Is Reggie said that it was like between 12 and 16 ounces. And then we heard when Andre was like, Reggie, why only up to 16 ounces? And he said, because any more than that, it's artificial. Now, I walked through the house about 5 days later and I
turned.
Is
that true?
Yes.
That's a true story.
I walked through the house about 5 days later and I turned to John and I went, so if he thinks over is artificial, what does he think under is? And then John looks at me and goes, well, you're a rational person, so you wouldn't even think about what that should be. So I don't know. So I have come up with what I think Reggie thinks below 12 should be, or would be.
All natural.
No. From concentrate. That's what I believe he thinks.
I thought you were going to say you looked at containers and any juice you had in the house that was over that was artificial. I was like, wow, Reggie's like got some enlightenment there.
Oh,
I didn't know.
That was like a clue I gave him because he was holding like a big container of lemonade and I was like, that's not juice.
Where are we at?
About
45.
It's probably about time for picks, I think. I don't know what.
Yeah.
This, I was totally fine with most of this episode being us talking about how dumb Reggie is.
God, and there's just so much more. Like,
oh, God, there is.
The options are nigh limitless.
Yeah.
I do really, at some point in time, want to book Reggie to do it real time.
Okay.
Yeah.
He agreed to it, so.
Okay.
He seemed like he would love the idea.
I think he would. And he'd probably laugh so hard at us.
I think him and I would have to be in like one corner, and we'd say the word, and then he'd have to like whisper to me what it is, and then we'd go around. And
oh my god, I'm just excited about that happening now. It's gotta happen.
All right,
who's got picks?
I do.
Okay,
Rick and Morty season 2.
Oh, of course,
it is absolutely fantastic.
I just finished the first season.
Yeah, the third season, I'm not going to give away spoilers, but the third episode of the season is soul-crushing.
I've heard that.
It's one of the funniest shows on television right now. It gets better and better every week. Go out, watch it, support it. We want 100 years of Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
My pick is, it's on Netflix, and it was a little, I think it had a Kickstarter or something, but it was a web series thing that turned into like a much bigger thing than
is it Happy Tree Friends?
No, it's not. It's
a Video Game High School.
It's Video Game High School.
Yes, I love Video Game High School.
Video Game High School was
we started watching that.
I love it. I think it's fucking awesome.
It's like a Disney Disney show but for adults.
The first season is okay because it was a movie first.
Super low budget.
I will say the caveat is like if you think you'll like it, you'll probably like it.
Yeah.
If it's not the kind of thing you think you're into.
Like, it's really fucking funny. Like, the second season gets ridiculously funny, mainly because of the guy who plays the law.
12-foot range.
He just, like, he's constantly wearing a fake mustache, and he's, like, he's walking around pretending he's not who he is, and he, like, somebody's like, Law, what are you doing? He goes, I'm not Law. And he just keeps running. But, it's really funny. If you're a video game nerd, you're probably going to fucking love it because it's got tons of inside jokes. It's really interesting, really cool. The guy from Epic Mealtime is in it.
He plays
Principal.
He plays
Sergeant Calhoun.
If you guys are familiar at all with Freddie Wong and what